The UD, the Universal Declaration, is not very well known in the United States. So you can ask your friends to list the resolutions, and you probably won't get very good answers. But there is one article which is very well known, the most famous of all. That's Article 13. It says, everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own. The reason why that is very well known is that every year on Human Rights Day, December 10th, there were huge demonstrations and big advertisements and so on denouncing the Soviet Union, correctly, for rejecting Article 13 and not allowing Soviet Jews to leave. So that's Article 13. Actually, that's part of Article 13. Actually, what Article 13 says is something a little different, and I have never seen the final words quoted in all of this in all of this massive publicity. What Article 13 says is everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and return to his own country. Well, those final words are omitted. Their meaning was spelled out on December 11th, 1948, the day after the acceptance of the Universal Declaration, in UN Resolution 194, which was unanimously accepted as well, and which stated that Palestinian refugees who had fled or been expelled from their homes had the right of return, or if they chose not to return, of compensation. The compensation would have been no small matter. The government of Israel secretly, it's now released in secret documents, estimated the compensation costs at that time at about $1 billion, which would be roughly $6 billion today, not counting interest, far greater than German reparations.